M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Please put your hands together for the amazing and talented Delta Wave!
Do you love black cats like me? Do you write spells in your diary like me? Do you go to the dark side like me? Do you wear poison by Christian Dior only during Halloween like me? Are you a grave robber like me? Are you the keymaster like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Scary Delta.
I have to be very transparent here. So, you know, I love, of course, Halloween. This whole season, Halloween to Christmas, and then my birthday's in January, so I love all of that. And I thought it was going to be really cool and wear all of the costumes that I love to wear for the episodes. And then I sat back and I was like, okay, so we finished recording all the episodes, but which episode comes out on Halloween? And then we were like, oh shit, we didn't record a Halloween episode. And I was like, well, we have to have a Halloween episode, so obviously the live will be the Halloween one, but I was like, I don't have anything. Thank you, yes. It's all of you. But I was worried because I thought, you know, I wanted something like something that was sort of recognizable, but, you know, I wasn't going to come as like a Powerpuff Girl or something, but I needed something. And then I thought, wait a minute, I could just be like a devil, but I love music, and I could just be a devil with a blue dress on. Ah! Ga 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 ga. So that's what it was. It was that simple. It was that simple. Not so much. I mean, thought went into it, but, you know, not that much thought. Not that much. But anyway, hello, studio audience. Thank you for being here. So I'm Delta Work, of course. This is another episode of Very That, but this is the Very Delta, but the very first Very Delta Live right here at the Virgil. As you know, Very Delta is a podcast, a luxury podcast. It is also a YouTube talk show. And it's a place where I invite beautiful people to come to the stage. And, well, today the stage, normally the couch, but now it's going to be an out-of-the-closet chair that we covered in velvet. I'm going to speak extemporaneously. I'm probably going to complain. Offer no solution. Our guest is going to sit here and basically try to, like, hang on while I do all of that. So it's going to be what it's going to be. Very Delta is for the woman who shops at Ross Dress for Less, but dresses more. Because more is more. Should we do our very first guest?
You want to just run right into it?
I mean, I don't know. Should we? Well, no, I don't want to do that. I think you want to see me go off. Yeah. You want to see me go off? Yeah. You want to see me go off. I feel really weird saying that because I feel like it's, sometimes I feel like it's a little bit preachy because once upon a time I had a Facebook account. I no longer have a Facebook account. And I don't have a Twitter account, although I do see everything on, I'll put it this way. I don't have a Twitter account. But you need a Twitter account for certain things. Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, you exhaust everything on Pornhub. It's like, I can't. Come on, I put in my keywords and I'm like, that's just not, it's not feeding me what I need. But if you go on Twitter, it's a little bit different. But no, I feel weird saying like, do you want to see me go off? Because people used to say, oh, I love listening to you rant on Facebook. And I never felt like I was ranting about anything. I thought I was just sharing. And people are like, no, you sound like a crazy old person. Like, and we find it funny because you look like an idiot. And then for some reason, Alaska and Willem were like, come be an idiot over here at Mom Podcasts. We have a space for you. I said, okay, why not? So that's what we're doing now. But this is the thing. So sometimes, and just recently, I was like, yes, I'll go off, but maybe I don't have to complain about everything. Maybe there's things that I love. And maybe people want to know about what I love, too, because I do love things. I know I have that face, and I've talked about that before. Shut up. There's literally like maybe 100 people in here, would you say? More? Oh, shit, there are people back there. Oh, there's even people standing in the back. Hi. Love. So getting to the real thing. I have a lot of pressure on me right now, and you don't know why. The reason I have a lot of pressure, and I put this pressure on myself, because you know, my friend, like I said, there was 100 people, maybe there's more. Most of you people know me, you're my friends, and you know I overthink fucking everything for no, who said no? Stop your, you bitch, Ornan, is that you? So I overthink everything, but some people, because they know that I love Halloween, they're like, oh, you're the queen of Halloween. Like, you're the drag queen that loves Halloween stuff, and you love pumpkin spice, and I do love that stuff. But what happens is, if you don't get on that shit by the beginning of August, Christmas is already out. And then other people are like, you love Christmas. We always book you in the Christmas shows because you're the queen of Christmas. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like my castle, like what is happening? There's this, there's like underneath here right now, there are Christmas bulbs. Because we're going to start, when you all leave, we're going to start doing B-roll for Christmas. And I feel this pressure. I feel so much pressure to be the queen of two things. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm certainly not the queen of like out-of-town bookings. You know that. Listen, you know this. We've talked about this before. Anyway, so I have all this pressure on me. And I'm concerned because I gauge the seasons on what's happening at 99 Cent Store. That's where I start, right? I go there and I get all the stuff that I think I'm going to use as filler. And then the more expensive things, like over $20, like the boot over here, comes from Ross, right? So I have to pad all that stuff. But now I'm going to Ross and 99 Cent Store, and it's all Christmas shit. I don't have my trees out yet. And I live in a two-bedroom apartment. You see what I'm saying? Like, on the side of the freeway. Like, it's not an expensive place, but it's my luxury estate in my mind. So, we know that my good friend and yours too, Chanel from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 1, is a huge Christmas fan, owns a Christmas decorating business. You can awe and marvel at it. If you don't, she will do it for you. And she'll never let you forget it. But I'm like, you know what? I can be the queen of Christmas too. I can put out little Christmas trees, even if they're like this big. I can have 8 trees in a room. She can do what she wants to. But I just have this pressure because now I see this Christmas stuff going. I went into 99 Cent Store and half of it was already gone. It's not even fucking Thanksgiving yet. Do you see what I'm saying? The producer, Mark, loves Thanksgiving. We talk about it. Don't you love? Never mind. We got into it a little bit. It's a sensitive conversation. It was a sweet conversation. Was it loving? I love Mark. I want to thank Mark because we recently just sort of got this momentum going, and I have a good time when we do this, and we do this in the studio, and Dipper's there, and our whole crew is there, and everyone just makes me feel really enriched to just do what it is that I want to do. And so thank you all for that, of course. And thank you guys for being here. When I got here, I was like, you know, they told me, Dipper was like, hey, I'm going to take a video of what Inside the Virgil looks like. And I was like, cool. And it looked gorgeous. And I love it because I love the intimacy of it. And then he was like, we're going to go do a walkthrough. You want to go? And I was like, no, I don't want to do anything more than I have to do. Because in my mind, I was like, no shade. They already bought the tickets. I'm going to have to do the show either way. So even if it's fucked up, you know what I mean? I mean, I work at a few clubs in Long Beach a few nights a week, and I mean, if I can get through that, you know what I mean? Some of you are cheering, but some of you don't come to those fucking shows where there's 4 people in the audience, so don't fucking play with me. But I see you all in pictures at fucking Heart on a Thursday. You heard? I see you. Hold on. My eyesight's not that good, but I see you. I see you. Come out to the shows, goddamn, not just when the big names are there. Sons of bitch. Anyway, I think we should bring our guest out. I'm so excited. We're able to bring out a couple, not just a guest to interview, but also some entertainers. And when I did this, I was like, I want people, what is that? Mark. I bought this velvet and I was like, I'm gonna use it to make a dress after we're done. There are so many burn marks on here. And these candles are LED. How is it burning? Anyway, enough of that. I think we should bring out our very first entertainer. What do you say? I think so. When I found out that we were going to do this, I definitely wanted to pull entertainers from the people who joined me in the beginning of this podcast that were also entertainers, but doing stuff that obviously that, well, I don't do and that I admire. And so in the very beginning and up until now, my friends have all come through. I see so many of my friends, David, in the audience, so many different people. Eddie, are you here?
Yeah.
Where? Say it again.
Where?
Eddie. Where? Anyway, my friends decided to come through, so I thought, oh, let me just grab two people that are, in my mind, vastly different from one another. And our very first entertainer coming to the stage, when I met her, after I met her at one of Dita Von Teese's shows, she was entertaining there, Raja was entertaining there, and she used to wear these sombreros on her boobs. And she, like, I wasn't in drag, I was just there watching, and I was just in, I was enamored. And she put her little sombrero on my head. And I just, like, wore it and around. I kept, like, holding it. And I kept it in my car for years and years and years. And every time I would get a new car, I would move the sombrero over. And then one day it just went, it showed up missing after going, I don't know why. So maybe one day we'll get it again. But please make welcome to the stage right now, the one and only. I know her as Cholita, but you know her as Natasha Estrada. Fucking A, right? What's that? You gonna wear it? That's what I'm talking about. You good? That's what I'm talking about. Now, I didn't know exactly what Natasha was gonna do, and then Mark sent me a message, and he's like, did you know Natasha's gonna sing tonight? And of course, I know that Natasha's in a band, and that she also strips, she's also a podcaster, she's also a writer, she's also an actress, she's a mom, she's all these different things. And so I was like, oh, cool. Like, I made the assumption that she was going to exclusively come out and take her clothes off. Because she was like, I don't know what to do, it's Halloween. And I was like, girl, no matter what you do, you'll still have those big pumpkins, like, it'll be fine. No matter what you do. And then he's like, she's going to sing. And I was like thinking in my mind, like, oh, like a cocktail dress. And it's just going to be like solo in the spotlight. I didn't know we were going to get both. That was sickening. One more time. One more time.
Curious about how you can achieve smooth, natural-looking, long-lasting filler results? The Juvederm collection of fillers has six unique gel fillers that add subtle volume and are designed for different needs and specific areas of the face, like lips, cheeks, chin, smile lines, under eyes, and jawline. Ask your licensed specialist for a full face assessment today and download the Allie app. That's A-L-L-E, the official loyalty program of Juvederm, to save on treatments and to get a look that's true to you. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Juvederm.com.
Do you know what's very Delta? Factor. Factor makes eating better so easy with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These meals only take 2 minutes to heat up and are perfect for my busy schedule. Not only is the food delicious, but I've saved so much money by using Factor. These meals are less expensive than takeout and are curated by chefs to be restaurant quality. With over 35 options to choose from every week, I find myself trying new things and discovering new food combinations that I absolutely love. This week, I indulged in the cheesy chicken and broccoli casserole with brown jasmine rice. And let me tell you, the casserole is comfort food at its finest. A sprinkle of gooey cheese tops off this hearty meal and totally sends me every time I eat it. Head to factormeals.com/VeryDelta50 and use code VeryDelta50 to get 50% off. That's code VeryDelta50 at factormeals.com/VeryDelta50 to get 50% off.
Okay, so extra special guest. So when we were figuring out like the live show, I was like, I really want somebody who, and this is no shade on any of my friends that have been on the podcast. Okay, just a couple. No. But I really wanted somebody who I've always extra admired, but not really had a super close friendship with, if that makes sense. So I've always admired this person. And this person, whether they know it or not, has always provided me a lot of opportunities. Maybe they do know it. But I, again, just always admired this person for being extremely outspoken and extremely obviously talented and never cuts a word. And I love it so much. Please make welcome to the stage. No, I don't want to say drag superstar, because this is an entertainment superstar to me who happens to do drag as part of what they do. The one and only Jackie Beat. I mean. See what I mean?
Hi.
I know.
Thick thighs save lives.
I know.
So enjoy that pizza, because life is like my dick, short. Hi.
We were back here. I mean, should we do this? Should we fix this?
I don't fix stuff.
What do you just fuck it up?
Yeah, I just fuck stuff up.
Fuck it up to the tempo.
This was supposed to be a joke, but now I'm eating it.
Because it's good.
Really fucking good.
So, you know, years ago, Jackie had a show at Here Lounge. You remember Here Lounge?
I have been fired from every bar in West Hollywood. And let me just say, explain why. Not because I'm not good, because I'm too good. Don't hire Picasso to paint your house. So, Here Bar, Mickey's, which I did not burn down. The Abbey, they all hired me. Jackie, you're the best. We want you to do Monday Night Drag Show. But the Monday Night Drag Show was just drunk idiots who didn't pay a cover. And they figured out that for what they were paying me, they could get four, you know, discount drag queens to move their lips to Lady Gaga. So I've been fired from every bar in West Hollywood.
And she admits that. She admits that. But I remember I did your show before, and I always thought Jackie hated me for years and years and years. And maybe she did, because I remember someone came into
Jackie. I'm only here for the cold pizza, bitch.
Somebody came into Jackie's star dressing room, which was also the disabled bathroom. And they were like, you know that you're in Jackie's dressing room, don't you? And I'm like, well, this is a toilet with a rail. And Jackie's friends said to me, how come you don't sing live? And I said, because I'm not a singer. And they were like, you should really sing live in the show. And then I just thought to myself,
okay, I'm sorry.
These were your friends.
Jessica Fletcher here. Okay. Jessica Felcher. There's a hole in your story.
Okay, tell me.
Jackie's friends said, why don't you sing live? Well, bitch, I don't have any friends.
They were the people carrying your bags. Maybe that's what
those
I should say.
Those aren't friends.
Well, they said it and they were with you.
Okay. No, I want to say that I love your Halloween look.
Thank you.
You know that I am honest, and I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
I don't like the lip.
And
no, I would never come on someone's show and then mercilessly rip into them and within the first 3 minutes say, I don't like your lip. I would never do that. It's not me.
But you are the queen of Halloween. You're the queen of Huluween.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. Elvira is the queen of Halloween. She always will be. And I did write her last two shows at Not I Scary mean. Farm. But, yeah, I'm the queen of Huluween, which is, of course, the Huluween Drag Stravaganza, which you can watch on Hulu. You know, just get your ex's password, And it's really a lot of fun.
I watched it, and I was saying that when I watched it, I really did have it in my mind, like, oh, God, this is going to suck. Like, this is going to be just the same, blah, 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 blah.
This is going to be like a bad sketch on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right. Yeah. But I loved it because I thought it was really smart.
Thank you.
But I did not go into this knowing who wrote it or who was all going to be in it. I just saw like a picture of Ginger and Monet, and I was like, oh, well, they're really good at what they do, so it'll be good. And then, but it was real, like all the songs were fierce.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you love doing it?
I shouldn't say this out loud. I would do this for free. That's the problem. Yeah. You know, no, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And yeah, being one of they. Okay. Somebody called me and said, do you want to be in this thing called Halloween Drag Stravaganza? And I said, yes. And it's like, it'll be you and Lady Bunny and a bunch of, you know, talent adjacent younger queens. Well, they're amusing. They're amusing.
Right.
No, but no, they, you know, so. And Sherry Vine was like, how come I'm not in it? And I'm like, honey, they got Bunny. Like, they're not going to have three old bitches. This isn't Macbeth. So so anyway, they called me and they said, do you want to be in it? And I said, yes, I would love to be in it. And my favorite part is like, you know, it's not big money. And then they told me how much. And I was like, that's not big money. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't know who you think you're dealing with. Anyway, so I signed on to be in it. And then a couple days later, I got an email or a phone call, and they were like, do you want to write it? From completely separate people. So I was double dipping. So I helped write it, and I'm in it. And I didn't write all the music, but I wrote my vampire number, which is Dating a Vampire Sucks, and the mummy number that Lady Bunny and I do together. Yeah. And a lot of, you know, some of the sketches and... No, but it was really fun. I mean, I've written a lot for TV and stuff. What is going on? Is
there somebody's walking through?
Don't ever fucking sneak up on a beautiful, rich, white woman.
Hold on. Or Jackie.
Wait a minute. Isn't your middle name Outa? Oh, my God. I love that they're moaning. That's my favorite thing about Drag Race. I will be like on social media and Bianca Del Rio will post a picture and I will put, oh my God, you look gorgeous. And then somebody will go, shade. And I'm like,
always.
Girl, do you
always.
Know how shade works?
Always.
If I threw shade at Bianca, she'd be crying. Anyway. What did you...
Well,
you
speaking, needed of, a, well speaking of that, when yeah. people like over...
You needed a straw so bad.
Yeah, I did.
That, okay.
That's how they do me here at the Virgil.
All right.
Nowhere else, but I mean here. Take it when I can.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
How am I doing?
I mean, that's who matters. That's
I don't
matters.
Really care, you guys. I don't really care. No, but, I do.
But speaking of, like, when people do that, they'll just put shade because they feel like they want to interject in something.
Yeah.
We were talking about like words that need to be retired or brought back, like queer words. Like when people go, hey, sis. Hi, sis. How are you, sis? Are you my sis?
Right.
That's my sis. Over and over, it's like, well, do you really love all of those people equally? Or why are you reusing this word all the time? What are some words that you hear or
well, it's also just lazy, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like the catchphrases on Drag Race.
Sure.
It's like, you know, I get it, and you want to put out a t-shirt, and, you know, that's your thing, and you know what I mean? But, like, come up with something new. And this is from somebody who's told the same jokes for 30 years. No, I say this in my act. I'm like, I hate yes. Every time somebody says yes, I just hold up one finger and I quietly say no. And my pet peeve, and it's just, you know, come on. It's like the drag brunch, you know. Anyway, when people are like, work, I always stop the show dead. And I'm just like, I am. Like, do you know how much work this is? You don't have to scream work at me. You're the one sitting on your fucking fat ass. Yeah, so I don't like those. But you said one that we should bring back, like a well-known phrase or something that people don't say anymore that they would... Jackie, we'd like to hire you.
That's a good one.
That's a
good one.
That's a
but
good
people
one.
Always say, like, oh, I love this fishnet realness. Yeah, but I'm really wearing fishnet. So what's the realness?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's not a hologram.
Right.
I didn't.
The realness.
I didn't do this with eyebrow pencil. Like, I'll be there in 6 hours, right. Delta.
I'm gonna bring the realness.
Yeah.
Do you? What about when people say moment? Oh, I love this owl moment.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let's have a brunch moment.
Honey, if your life is made up of fucking boring moments.
What about like, precious moments? Do you collect precious moments?
You know, I had the best idea. Somebody needs to do precious moments for the goth crowd and call it vicious moments.
I love
that. And they're
that.
Collectible little statues of like, you know, eating someone's face. You know, cute stuff like that.
Yeah.
I brought you a present.
You did?
Mm-hmm. This is the Jackie... God damn, who put a mic there? This is the Jackie Beats Fuckable Clown brand. I invented that 9-color eyeshadow palette.
Oh my God. Thank
you. It's available on my website, missjackiebeat.com. It used to be just jackiebeat.com, but now some Chinese corporation is holding it hostage, and I refuse to pay the money. So it's missjackiebeat.com. And maybe you could tell them the colors.
Yeah. Okay, so take a look at that. That's pretty fucking comprehensive.
Well, it's sort of pride adjacent. This is the real basic one, like clowny.
There is a red color here, which is something Jackie is an absolute aficionado of, which is Carrie.
Yes. The original, 1976, do not accept any remakes or sequels or Broadway musicals or anything.
The orange is called Coco's One Wig.
Come on.
The yellow is Vitamin P. The green is Tip a Bitch. Blue is B-L-E-W by you.
Blue by you.
The orange is Grimace.
Wait a minute, that's purple.
You said that I don't have my contacts in.
Really?
The purple is Grimace. Plus, I'm colorblind.
You have a butt plug in, but you don't have your contacts in?
Well, I have my priorities. The white is Nose Candy.
Oh, quick story. I was going to call the white Fox News. And my friend Billy Lamour, who does all my wigs, if you need a wig, Billy Lamour. Billy Lamour was like, I'm not going to put fucking Fox News on my face, even as a joke. So come up with something else. So Nose
Damn.
Candy. Yeah.
Black is Bianca's heart. And this really, really, like, looks very pigmented glitter is Robot Jizz. I like that.
Please buy one.
Yeah. Jackie Beats Fuckable Clown. I, EYE, invented that 9-color eyeshadow palette available.
On my web? No, Miss Jackie. It's like you're not
listening.
That's
why I didn't buy one. That's why I didn't buy one. Because I couldn't get there. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Well, this is actually an intervention.
That's to fix my makeup.
It's time for you to start wearing cosmetics.
More.
You're on the big time now. You know, you got to start.
Have you ever lined your lips with eyeshadow?
Oh, honey, I've done it all.
Oh, you've done
it
all.
And the biggest mistake you can make is wearing something made for a lip on your fucking eye. Because there's like, you know, there's things that you can put eye stuff on your lips. See, people will come up to me. This is very basic what I'm wearing. But people have come up to me and they're like, what's that color on your lips? And I'm like, this is like fucking 5 different things,
yeah.
You know? So did we mention I don't like your lip tonight?
You did. And that's why I was wondering why I was wondering which of these colors you think would work best if I wanted to go in and maybe dodge a color in.
Right.
You think I would maybe
dodge
the red?
A color in.
Yeah. Have you
but
ever
you
taken
don't like moment.
Have you ever taken a photography class?
Have I ever taken a photography class? Have you seen my Instagram? No.
Okay.
Well, we dodge colors.
We dodge and burn in photography.
Okay.
And I want to know if you should think I should use Carrie or Grimace.
I think you should do Coco's One Wig because then it would match.
Oh.
I'm very matchy-matchy.
Okay.
As obviously you are. Show them the ring. It matches.
Matchy-match. We shop for rings at the same place.
What's it called?
Something Special in downtown LA.
Yeah. It's a good place. Yeah. Oh, I love this. Like bringing you straws, yelling out things that you're supposed to remember.
That's what a producer does.
Wipe your ass.
Right. Like, you're a producer. You're a producer, aren't you?
I am a producer and a writer. And
do you bring straws to people in your production job?
No, we don't do coke on my show. Let me be honest.
Tell
we
me.
Don't snort coke on my show.
Mm.
Freebase it.
Is that the best way to do coke? Would you say freebasing is the
I have never done coke in my life.
Never?
This is not a joke. Mm-hmm. I have never done cocaine in my life. I have done drag for like 33 years. I went to Albuquerque once to perform, and I was offered cocaine more in a three-hour period than 30 years working all over the world, New York, L.A., Paris, all of it. Mm-hmm. So isn't that funny?
New York. And
the real tragedy would be if I did coke, like a shitload of coke, and I was still this fat.
Damn you.
It just makes me eat faster.
Yeah. So Dr. Jackie does not recommend doing cocaine.
No. And Dr. Jackie, by the way, it's Dr. Jackie, unlicensed... Sorry. Dr. Jackie, unlicensed psychotherapist, and it's on Out TV. And please don't ask me how to watch it. Just Google it. Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
It's on Roku. It's on Apple TV. Just figure it out. But it, you can get a free week, you know, and then watch it all. Or you could, you know, pay $2 a month. Anyway, it's my own show, and I wrote it, and I have amazing people on it, and it's really funny. And I hope everybody will watch it because I don't want to do drag brunch anymore. That's not true. I love drag brunch.
Do you do drag brunch?
Yes. Free bacon. Hello.
Do you perform at drag brunch?
I do. I do Oscars in Palm Springs.
It's a beautiful place.
The occasional Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place. I just did Precinct.
And how was that?
Yesterday. It was really fun.
If you were producing a drag brunch in hell, what would be what elements would you want there? What kind of entertainment would you want and food?
I would want lots of... I wouldn't have any vegan options on the menu. I would have very well-endowed naked male dancers.
Okay.
And one girl with, you know, that we lovingly call Tits McGillicuddy. I think for drag queens, I would hire Jackie Hell from Seattle. Does anybody know Jackie Hell? Okay. She's... Listen, it's not like I'm cool and you're not. It's just she's literally like a freakazoid slash monster. Anyway, Google Jackie Hell. The look is everything. And I would love for like Jackie Hell and Christine. And like I would hire all the fucking monster freaks and just have all the fucking like brides to be just be like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Work, bitch.
Yeah.
Work. Slay, Jackie.
Yes.
Yes, Gord.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time? What's the best Godzilla movie of all? What's up with John Cena? Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from. What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars? Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
Should we take some questions?
Oh my God, I love questions. It's the answers I'm uncomfortable with.
So because this is a live edition, we're going to have a special edition of Read Me Delta. Usually we answer questions from listeners and viewers. And so if you all want to send a letter, you can send that to readmedelta@gmail.com. Are you lip syncing or what are you?
No, I'm choking.
You're choking. Can we have a water for Jackie?
I'm not used to anything that small going down my throat.
Can we have a I would give you a drink of mine, but I have COVID. So... It's fine. You don't have to quarantine
we
anymore.
We have so much in common.
Yeah, you don't have to quarantine anymore. They said, don't worry about it. You're
fine. Can I ask you a question, honestly?
Yes, please.
Have you ever been so sick that you don't eat? Because I hear people all the time like, oh my God, girl, I haven't eaten in three days.
I hear that all the time.
I have never been.
I have friends
like,
here
I got in a fucking car wreck once, and like the bag went off, and I was like, And like smoke and all, and like shattered glass. And like, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I have like a half a quesadilla in the bag over here somewhere.
Yes.
I am never, and these people are like, I forget to eat.
How? How?
It's like, fuck you, Sherry Vine.
How? I don't know how they forget to eat. So we're doing taking Read Me Delta questions from the very Delta live studio audience. This is a studio. Okay, here's a question.
Hello, Delta. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
I'm Blake. I'm from New York. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Hi, Blake.
We're great. We're being paid to pretend like we're great.
No need to pretend, honey, because it's natural for you both.
Thank you.
Are
you
Delta,
are you
honey
gay?
Is another word we could get rid of. is another word we could get rid of, I think. Anyway, no, go ahead, Blake.
I like Hanny.
Delta, this question is for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll just
when
leave.
When can we expect...
If you have a question for her only, it better be how much do you weigh, bitch?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. How much do you weigh, honey?
Yes, honey.
Okay, ask your stupid question.
When you come out with a fragrance, when would that be?
When would that be?
Because I'm trying to buy some.
That's
some
the question,
your...
when?
That's
not like, what would the top note be?
Well,
you're from New York. You need to up your game.
Listen here. Delta has a very sophisticated language when it comes to describing. So,
Well, Jackie might not think that about the fragrance because I was spraying it all around her and I was like, hold on, girl, I'm going out. And she was like, that smells like shit.
Okay, you're going to tell them what it is?
I am going to tell them what it is. I'm wearing Bob Mackie tonight. Yeah. It's a very strong, like 1987, in the mall, like before Robinson's and May Company merged, it's very Robinson's when they had the cafeteria upstairs. It's like that.
Wow. I love a joke. You need to Google seven things.
Right.
To
and
get
unfortunately, it wasn't a joke. It's the truth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have any jokes. I just tell the truth. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
When is it going to come out? When somebody has the money for it and the interest, honestly? That's when it would come out. But, I mean, she was telling me that RuPaul had a perfume. I didn't know that.
Yes, I have a bottle of it. And I said every once in a while, just for shits and giggles, I will, I'll put it on.
What does it smell like?
Shits and giggles.
Shits and
giggles. It smells like fracking. No, I don't know.
Smells like being disingenuous. You know what? I have to tell you this really quick little story. When I had the opportunity to work on Drag Race behind the scenes, RuPaul has this little area where she has her perfumes, okay? And she has whatever she has. And I was at the 99-cent store, and I found a perfume called Kitty Girl. And I bought it, and I stuck it in her thing of perfumes. And then she was getting ready, and she's like, I need perfume. And I was like, you should wear Kitty Girl. And she go, I swear to God, and she's like, where did that come from? I was like, somebody sent it as a gift. I don't know. Raven opened the box. I don't really know. And she sprayed it on, and I was like, it's very expensive. And she was like, oh, it smells great. Kitty Girl.
And that was Delta's last day.
It was. It was the beginning of... Well, the beginning was the beginning of the end. The beginning.
Rude. Hey, Rude, try this new fragrance. And she's like, it's called Mace.
Okay, that was a good question. What's another question? What do we have?
Hi, Jackie. I have a question. How are you?
You have a question for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because she's here every week. And
my question is,
you are.
Can
it.
You share a very funny story about Roseanne?
Yes, I can. Now, I used to write, okay, let me tell you something, and I'm gonna as quickly as possible, tell the whole story. Roseanne and I don't talk anymore. And she's a lot of things. She's honestly not racist. So anyway, she's crazy. She's, you know, complicated. She's, you know, drinking a lot of wine at 3 a.m. and tweeting. So anyway, here's the thing. I have lived in Hollywood for a long time. I have done drag for over 30 years. So many celebrities have come to my fucking show. And they're always like, oh my God, you're hilarious. I love you. Oh my God, let's work together. You know, blah, blah, fucking blah. They're called party promises. So she came to see me and she was like, oh my God, you're hilarious. I want to work with you. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, terrific. The next day, the fucking phone rang. Okay, so she followed through and we ended up, I wrote for her. We did a gay cruise. Atlantis Cruises is a gay cruise line. They hired her to be the headliner, you know, because they have the giant theater where the headliner, you know, people that the gays will love. And she's like, well, if I'm going to do a gay cruise, I want Jackie to not only open for me, but do her show. And they were like, we're not really interested in Jackie. And then her agent who was sitting there, her manager goes, why not? And they said, well, she's kind of played out. And then the manager goes, well, she sings live and she's actually very funny. And the guy goes, she sings live? And he's like, oh, so she's played out and you don't even know what she fucking does? And Roseanne was like, well, if Jackie doesn't get to do it, I won't do it. So, yeah. And then I needed this surgery and she wrote a check for $29,000. And we did the New York in Las Vegas for 7 sold out weeks. And I was her opening act. And her manager was like, you know, she could get anybody and pay them $100 a show to do this. And because of that run, I put money down on my first house. I'm serious because she paid me so well. So I'm just saying this is not. So the person that I, you know, ended up breaking ties with is not the person that, you know. And I hate talking, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, let's just talk about Roseanne. Anyway, so she's an amazing person. And I remember when we did the New York, she had a Seder, you know, for Passover at the Four Seasons. And she rented this beautiful little banquet room. And she's like, invite any of your friends who want to come. So Mario came to Vegas and she rewrote the entire thing to include people of color and LGBTQ. She rewrote the whole thing, and it was just really amazing. So that's the person that I know and love, and that's why it's so difficult. So here's the funny part, because you asked for a funny story, which frankly is pressure. The very first time that I went to her house, which is fucking outrageous, I went to her house, this huge fucking house, and I walk in and she's standing in the kitchen eating beluga caviar with Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh my God.
And I thought to myself, that's her. Like, she's trash with money. So anyway, I do love her and I miss her.
I love that. I love that. That story wasn't long. I don't think it was long.
It wasn't long?
No, it was important because it was the buildup.
Well, I just, you know, I'll be perfectly honest. When I talk about her, I get a little nervous. Yeah. Because, you know, you never know. Like, somebody could hear it, and then they're just like, drag queen Jackie Beat throws Roseanne right. under the right. bus. You right. know.
That was great. Do we have another question? Do we have time for another question?
Hi, gorgeous beauties. So I just want to know, in the spirit of Halloween, if you were going to have the sultriest, sexiest night with any villain, it can be a Disney, it can be a Universal monster, it can be a real-life political villain, whatever your little juicy blossom desires, if you were going to have a moment with a villain, not a moment, a night, a full-on night... Who would it be and why? The why is important.
Good question.
You wanna
Did you hear that?
I heard it.
We're going to ignore it.
Yeah.
It was cheap,
tawdry, ridiculous, pointless. I'm a fan of the X-Files, and I even named several of my cats after characters from the X-Files. Mine would be an actor who played a character named Krychek on the X-Files. He was evil. He was bad. I don't know his real name, the actor, but I'm a fan. Yeah. I like a bad boy.
Right.
Dangerous. Kind of like James Bond, but like not doing anything good. Yeah.
Am I going to answer this too?
Yeah.
I mean, I think like a young, when he was really, you know, Charlie Manson.
Okay.
And let me explain.
No, I see
that. Let me explain.
I see it.
Pretty much just for the story. That's it.
I see it. You think he fucked good?
No.
No?
You think he had a big people dick? Who fuck good don't have to kill people. That's the thing.
That's why
all those people, all those active shooters are white boys. They are little dick, not know how to fuck people who, no. Oh my God. You need to come on Dr. Jackie.
I do.
You need help.
You want to fuck Charles Manson?
I don't really.
I feel like we're getting narrowed into villains.
I was going to get into politics.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsey Graham. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I threw up a little in my mouth.
Okay, so we're good on the questions.
Well, yeah.
Do you want another one or are you cool?
Yeah, one more, because I don't want to end on Charles.
Do you have time
Manson.
For one more little itty bitty one?
Just do what Jackie says.
Just a little itty bitty one. Like, just back there. All right, somebody over here in the corner right here, just yell your question out because we can't get the mic over there.
If you could bring back any discontinued promotional or seasonal fast food item, what would it be?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I know immediately.
I do, too. Go ahead.
I know immediately.
I do, too.
The goddamn fucking delicious, hotter than fuck, burn your mouth, crispy, potato cakes from Arby's. They were the triangular, like, hash brown that you get, like, at the fucking cafeteria. They were so good, and they made them to order, so they were right out of the grease. They were hotter than fuck. And I'd be like,
That's how you enjoy
while I'm
best.
Driving with horsey sauce, which is their, like, you know, horseradish, but for white people sauce.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Yeah. It's funny that you say Arby's because mine was at Arby's too. And that is the, not a chocolate.
Jamocha.
I was going to say Jamocha. It is the creme brulee shake that they would bring out during the holidays.
Okay, that's a tuck buster.
It is. But I have a second one.
Oh.
And that is the Junior Ultimate Cheeseburger that Jack in the Box used to have, which was a little bit smaller for when you're like watching your weight. You know what I mean? Just watching it increase.
Watching it what?
Watching it go up.
From what to what?
I mean, you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to miss.
We both also realized that we like to keep sauces from restaurants in like a little
I just
tub.
Posted about that today on Instagram. You can look at it.
Oh, you did?
When you follow me, when you all follow me.
Follow Jackie. Where can everybody follow
well,
you?
Well, first of all, I want people to know that my pronouns are PayPal and Venmo.
Perfect.
And right before I came out, if I seem a little tense, it's because I have a feeling like my Venmo isn't working. So if everybody here could please just send me $1 to see if it's working, just as a test.
I think so.
It's Jackie-Beat. Turns out there's some girl in her 20s with the legal name Jackie Beat. I looked at her fucking account, and it's all the names of my songs, and like, you turned it out, bitch. Here's $5.
Work.
Oh my God. And I was like, you owe me $337.
Yeah.
And to her credit, she sent it to me. But I am just Jackie Beat on all social media, and I really need people to follow me because I don't want to do drag brunch anymore.
She doesn't want to do drag brunch. If you had to do a drag brunch and you had to lip sync a song.
Yes.
And it couldn't be one of yours, just like one of your favorite songs. What would it be?
Oh my God, the pressure. Oh, it would have to be By Heart. Because
it's impossible to sing. It's impossible to, you know, to hit the notes that Ann Wilson, one of the best singers ever. So I would sing like Magic Man by heart.
I like that.
And I would make $3 in tips. And I wouldn't care. I would not care. Because
have you ever seen a drag entertainer do Magic Man by heart?
Well, I have to say, Sherry Vine and I did Magic Man at Wigstock a million years ago. Mm-hmm. And our friend knew Nancy.
Oh, wow.
Is that Nancy Wilson, the blonde, you know, the skinny one that they, you know, she was in all the music videos. And then they like, don't blink. You won't see Anne because she packed on.
She's behind the drum set.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
She's exactly. Behind the desk.
Yeah. With like a shadow right here. And it's like, So anyway, we did Magic Man, and we our friend who knew them, they sent us two scarves, and they said, "We heard you're doing us for Wigstock. Here are scarves that we each wore on the Bebe LeStrange tour. Fuck. I still have it." Fuck. And so we wore them, and we thought we were so fierce. And then later, we saw a video, and I was like, "Girl, we fucked that song up." I mean, really, they should have sued us.
Damn.
It was bad.
Well, my favorite thing ever from Wigstock is, "Why don't you kiss my ass? Why don't you kiss my ass? Why don't you kiss my ass?" That's my
Do you want to know the story behind that?
Yes, I do.
That?
Yes, I do.
The original, that song, when I performed it live, was the theme to the Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, then you have the Facts of Life. Facts of Life. Turn from your brother, better check in with your mother. The facts live. Facts live. And that's why there's this part where it goes, "When the world doesn't seem to be living up to your dreams." Well, Gloria Loring, who is an old soap opera actress, uh-huh. She was married to Alan Thicke. She wrote that song and wouldn't give approval for a big punk rock drag queen to sing a speed metal version of it.
Wow.
So they were like, "You need to go into the studio and re-record it, and we'll just show you from the side. We want you to be in the movie." It was a friend of mine, Barry Shills. So I went in and I recorded. You know, the whole point was that if you're going to do a speed metal song, it's funnier if it's about banana nut loaf. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
not just killing a puppy and, you know. So I don't know why I went there. So anyway, I went in and I did this pro-Jesus song about how, like, I love Jesus, but it was that, you know. And they were like, "We hate it." So I was like, "I'm just going to give them what they want. Kiss my ass."
It's the best song ever.
Isn't that weird,
ever,
though? That's the ever. third time. I guess third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We've lost them.
They're gone. It's fine.
The audience doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
We've overstayed our
welcome.
Listen,
there's pizza upstairs still.
No, there isn't.
Oh, there's none left?
Can I have that...
Still there. Thank you, David Rios. Look at that. Good catch. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I was feeling a little... Oh, I just spit. I was feeling a little weak.
Jackie, thank you for being here.
It's over?
It's over. This is it. There was really nothing to it. There was nothing. It's not brain surgery for sure.
I really do have a date.
Jackie really does have a date. Oh, we have another question.
Hi. I'm Del Treese. I came all the way from Oakland.
Yes, hi.
I have a wholesome question. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Wholesome question. My wholesome question is, your best advice, just a phrase, a word, a suggestion, a critique, to the worst new drag queen.
I mean, who is the worst new drag queen? Do we know who it is?
Honey.
Read me, Jackie!
I mean, I guess I would say give up. don't do
or
drag.
Or to switch it to a more serious question.
I want to answer that question.
Oh.
I get asked that a lot, no joke.
Oh, come on, King.
And I just want you to know that it seems fun, but it's a lot of fucking work. And my mother always told me, no joke, she said, "Never forget that Pablo Picasso was almost a photorealist before he started cutting things up and mixing them up and, you know, giving people three ears and putting the nose on the side of their head." So learn your craft, but know that it is a lot of heartache
And it's tragedy, and it's a lot of disappointment and rejection, and I really don't think you should do it.
Yeah, but, don't even start.
But if you're meant to do it, you will ignore everything I just said, and you'll do it.
A mosquito just spoke to me. I love that.
I think that's good advice. I think that's good advice.
Yes. Do I leave now? All joking aside, you are, you know, you. It's so funny. In your intro, you said we never really were friends. Like, right. We just see each other. Like,
friendly, but not
yeah,
know
yeah,
each
yeah,
other.
Yeah. We never really. Yeah. So, I think you're delightful.
Thank you.
I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you. And
thank
I'm
you.
So glad that you asked me to be here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Beat. Really classy because you go through the curtain and then there's a door right there. Watch. Watch her leave. Jackie's sickening, right? Oh, sickening. Jackie's sickening. Should we do another question from the audience? I feel like we didn't do enough. I feel like it's only midnight. So anyway, when I decided that I was going to be and get to invite people, I knew for sure, I had to have this person here. Please put your hands together. Show your love to the one and only Vander Von Odd. Thank you, Vander. I always trip out when people are like, when people say, like, people from Dragula are like, oh, the spooky people. Like, I just find Vander so sophisticated and sexy. Like, I don't know why that's Halloween specific. Like, I know, I mean, obviously we're having a Halloween theme, but, like, Vander is, that could be at Easter and I would still fucking be turned on. That could be whenever. You doing all right, Dipper?
Yes.
Yeah?
We're to work.
Thank you. I had a blast tonight. I know you all already know this, but Very Delta comes out every Monday right here on the Very That podcast feed. Some really fun stuff is going to be happening on Instagram too. I don't want to say too much, but keep your eye out for it. Yeah, so subscribe to the Mom Podcast's Instagram page. Subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. And also, you can send questions about the holidays or Jennifer Holiday or Hollandaise Sauce. Holland Taylor, Meshach Taylor, Ann Taylor, whatever you want to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. I love you. Thank you. And we are doing a meet and greet right over there. So if you want to come over and take pictures, we can take pictures. My friend Salvador, who is an amazing photographer, is all set up. It's going to be super, super fierce. That's all the time we have. Sorry, I know it ran a little bit late, but listen, we all have big mouths, so it's a whole bunch of fun. But let's do a little curtain call, yeah? Let's bring back everyone one more time. Please show your love for Natasha Estrada. You never saw her. You never saw her. Gorgeous Natasha. One more time for Vander Von Odd.
A devil woman.
Oh, okay. All right. And of course, our extra special guest, the legendary Jackie Beat. Love, love, love. And of course, I want to give a shout out also to Walter, who was up here. Is Walter still here? Next gig, yeah. They literally met on an app.
We did. Yeah.
Because, like, she needed, a horn player. So she was like, I need to find somebody right now. So Walter showed up and showed out and then took the fuck off. That's how we do it now, through an app. Thank you all so much for coming out. Check us out again. Thank you again to the Virgil and to everyone who made it possible. We'll see you in the meet and greet. Love you.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.